Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Well, it is me, Victoria Gaither, and ladies and gents, I've got to tell you, a treat, a special treat tonight on At Home with Victoria. Many of you already know this fabulous young lady. She is also a Blog Talk Radio host. I personally consider her a motivational speaker, so I'll have to ask her if she considers herself a motivational speaker, but I consider her, again, a motivational speaker, and also she's very, very good about business, but more importantly, empowering women in business. And again, she does have her own show on the Blog Talk Radio, Wealthy Sisters. So that would be the none and only. My very good friend Deborah Hartnick is joining us for the entire 30 minutes, just me and her, and no commercial breaks, because she has a conference that's coming up. I believe the countdown is 9 days now in Baltimore, called the Winter Summit, and that is what we're going to focus on and spend our entire 30 minutes on. So with that said, I think I'll bring the one and only Deborah into the conversation. How are you?
Oh, I am doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm just honored to be here.
Well, you know how I feel about you. I'm always in your corner and supporting you, and you had me on your show. So it was a result of me being on your show where I said, hey, I know you have this conference coming up, and I'm always willing to help out and do whatever I can to support you as you do me. And we came up with an idea that I would be able to basically be a part of the conference, but more importantly, do a workshop on social media versus traditional media and how businesses will be able to benefit. But before we get to that, so tell me, first of all, why it is that you decided that you specifically wanted to do this particular conference?
Wow, thank you. That's a great question. Really, it just boils down to a couple of things. Our organization, the Professional Black Woman, it started out as an online based community. And we wanted to be able to have an opportunity to come together, to come offline, to actually meet, because we began to form these outstanding relationships, and someone would be in California, others are in Louisiana or Texas or the Caribbean. And this was a way that we could actually come together. It really began also as a dream of mine about 10 years ago, probably started, being able to see professional women come together to share, to network, to build partnerships, not just to talk about let's do some business, but to really strategically form partnerships like major corporations do, like countries do, to increase their revenue. So it was an opportunity for that. And then also with the rate of businesses that African-American women are starting, there is also a lot of times a large failure rate. So we want to be able to provide the information to help combat that particular rate, and to, you know, as far as business training strategies, sessions like what you're doing, being able to use the social media and the traditional media to build your business, so to really help people and build upon what they may have or may not even know.
Well, and you know, something that you said, not only said today, tonight, a few minutes ago, but I've also heard you say before, which I think is the key and really the nugget about how I think a lot of times all of us as women and even men, we go to conferences and you kind of say, oh, we're going to keep in touch. You know, we've got to get together and we've got to network. And I've always found it half of the time that's always kind of lip service, in the sense that that's what you say. And most of the time I do believe people really, really, really do mean to do that. So I like how you were able to really take it to the next step and, more importantly, follow through. And when you actually make these connections, that you make things happen for these women and these people, you know, to come together to actually get something out of it, as opposed to it just being, quote-unquote, lip service.
Exactly, exactly. Because, you know, at the end of the day, talk is what it is, you know. We don't have to use that expression. that we all have heard. And it is really time for us to take action. This is not the age. With all of the technology that we have, there are no glass ceilings. There are no limits to what we can do. So to be able to come together with our strengths, with our talents, to build upon that, the opportunities are limitless. It's just, I get excited when I think about it.
Yes, and you know, also, I just think it's absolutely wonderful that something that, you know, you do, you really encourage women and really focus on women because, you know, women, especially in today's economy, have it really tough. You know, if you're a single parent out there raising your kid, you know, you're talking job layoffs, you're talking cutbacks and, you know, things that's going on in, like, for example, the state of Wisconsin with the unions. So you got all of these things that, you know, that go on. So I always find and very, very heartfelt that people like you and wealthy sisters that, you know, it is important that you kind of have someone out there like you who really is sort of fighting for women, but also, in a sense, you're kind of serving also, at least I consider, as an advocate for women. Have you ever thought of it that way, that sort of a role that you play?
Well, you know, I guess so, if I would look at it in that way. Well, I guess really technically we could say that, because a lot of times when people ask what, you know, with our organization, what is our mission or what charities do we support or what have you, and in most cases people are thinking about, you know, whether we're looking at the homeless, which is a very real situation, drug abuse, domestic violence. By the way, part of our proceeds goes to the Saving Promise National organization, which is a domestic violence awareness program, excellent pro campaign. But, you know, it's a lot of information out there. There are a lot of support systems. There are a lot of programs in place for those segments of the population. But when it comes to the woman, and particularly the professional black woman, who's always supposed to be strong, we're looked at as, you know, in the media a lot of times, not as one-dimensional, shall we say. It's just one image that you might see, and we're multifaceted, which I believe is, you know, one of the challenges maybe some people had with Mrs. Obama, because she represents a whole nother spectrum that they hadn't seen, you know. But so yes, I would say in that case, because our segment is one of the most underserved of the population, because, you know, there's that thought that we don't really need that help or that support, and we do.
Yeah. And you know, also, women, especially African-American women in some cases, and I know, you know, you and I are, you know, I would say pretty savvy when it comes to media and staying up on things, very much in a lot of cases are single parents within a household. So, you know, to be able to have that sort of professional development, it's just absolutely critical. So that was, you know, another reason why I certainly support the Winter Summit. And I love the name of it, because here's this name that's actually already telling you that for those of you that walk in the door, you're already a winner, you know.
That's
so I just love the name of it. But for those of you
that
don't know anything about it, we're going to discuss that. But I wanted to, first of all, thank everybody who's out there listening. And if you're in the chat room, thank you so much for being here. But Deborah Hartnett is who I am talking with today, and she has her own show, Wealthy Sisters, on Blog Talk Radio. And she's got this conference and expo coming up, and just some wonderful, wonderful topics and other successful women who are going to be there. So tell us a little bit about, well, first of all, I'm just excited. How did you get Howard Hewitt to be there? I was like, whoa, how did that happen?
Well, you know, you call them and everybody's working. Everybody is on their grind today. So we were able to get in contact with his manager, and gratefully he accepted our offer. on the table and agreed to come to the event. You know, we are so excited about that. Matter of fact, I actually interviewed him as well on our show. He's very, very humble. I have been hearing that, mm-hmm. and it was an outstanding opportunity there. But we are looking forward to Mr. Howard Hewitt.
I know that is right.
Yeah, and they're gone now. They went to Iraq, which is wonderful. He's been wanting to do that for a while,
mm-hmm.
and so he's coming right off the heels of that, flying into Dulles from Iraq right before the conference next week. So he's going to be really, really excited
about
a room full of women.
right, and not only that. Talk about jet setting as well, to come from Iraq and then come right in here to the Winter Summit Conference and Expo 2011 and to be a part of that. But the Expo itself, everyone, it starts on March the 17th and it goes through March the 19th, and it is in Baltimore. So I think it's a wonderful location because even if you live in D.C., everybody knows downtown Baltimore, the harbor, it's taking place at the Marriott at the Inner Harbor at Camden Yards. And that's right on South Utah Street, which is not too far from Camden Yards, of course. But I'm just very, very excited about it. Now, I know most of the women that are going to be there, a lot of the powerhouses that you have there. Let's start off with my really good friend. I had the opportunity to work with her husband, Terry Owens, when I worked at WMAR TV in Baltimore. Deb Owens is just awesome. Love her.
Yes. Yes, she is. She is phenomenal. Actually, I had an opportunity to interview her on the show yesterday. And
I know. I missed that. And I was so upset. But I actually have it downloaded it, so I just have to go back and listen to it. I missed that, and I was so, so upset about that. Like I faithfully try to make sure I listen to all of your shows and have them on in the house, but that one, I just could not make that one. I was so upset. But what did she talk about? And she's also going to be a part of the conference as well.
Yes, she's going to be talking about the 7 Wealthy Women Habits. And she broke it down yesterday, literally, you know, the passion that she has, that she brings, her commitment, and her personal story that she shares of why and how she got on this financial path. She is on a mission to educate a million women on how to create financial security. That is an outstanding mission for anyone to think about doing that. This shows what a given person she is. So just for coming to the conference, just to hear her part alone, it will be well worth
it's
it.
Worth
just
it.
Just
yeah.
that. Just
and, you
that
know, Deb,
itself.
Too, and, you know, Deb too, because she's been pretty much, I would say, at least for the last year on a book tour,
mm-hmm.
where she's been all over the place promoting her book, and but more importantly, teaching and talking to women about
mm-hmm.
the importance of saving and, you know, being financially stable. But I was very happy to see. So, Deborah, one day, I've got the television on and as the background, and I look up, and there she is on CNN. I think I had the biggest smile on my face. And anybody that knows me knows I have a big smile and a lot of teeth anyway. But I think it was doubly that. And I was just such pride and honor that I actually – know her personally, to see her up there on CNN doing her thing was very, very cool.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful, and she has her own PBS special, so she really has a lot of credibility to share with the audience.
Very much so. So talk about some of the other guests and other speakers who are going to be there. So we know Deb just doing financial. I'm kind of media. What other types of speakers
we have Alilia Bundles, who happens to be the great-great-granddaughter of Madam C.J. Walker.
Very cool.
Madam C.J. Walker, what a legacy. She's going to be talking about the importance of building a legacy, you know, when we start a business or even in our professional careers. It's important to think about what is our legacy. What are we going to leave behind? And she definitely comes from a rich, not just in the finance arena, but in the substance. her mother, great-great-grandmother, being the first to really start the direct sales industry. She was one of the first self-made
yes.
millionaires. So she accomplished a lot of things in a period of time that you would never think that anyone could do that. And so she's going to be talking about that. And then we have, a professional workshop for career women. It's called Going from a Lady in Waiting to a Lady in Charge. Those
okay, I like
who,
that one.
Oh, you like that?
Make,
I know.
I know. Make sure the news lady needs to make sure she sits in on that baby right there.
That's right. That's right. You know.
How did you come up with these? Deborah, how in the world did you come up with all these wonderful names? And I think, I don't know if I asked you that before, but I don't know if it's you or your folks that work behind the scenes, but you really come up with some great names to get people energized and interested. Who does
you know,
that? Is it you?
You know, let me see if I can quote it right. The mother of invention, the necessity is the mother of invention, you know.
But
actually,
for you.
Thank you. But actually, I can't take credit for that title. That title actually comes from Abby Locke, who is conducting that session, and it's hosted by Prudential. Prudential is going to be there as well. They are actually hiring, looking for African-American professional women to bring on board for, like, their franchise, so to speak, business,
mm-hmm.
With them as well. But Abby Locke, she has an enormous background in career building. She's a career architect, and she's going to be talking about how to get to the yes, how to ask for the right salary, how to know true value, what you're worth, and
mm-hmm.
all of those great details. Then my mentor, Linda Clemens, who I just, oh my goodness, absolutely am so honored that she's coming. She is a master sales strategist and a body language expert. She's trained with the FBI, CIA, and a whole Department of Defense. So she literally can tell you things about yourself that only you and your mama knows and God.
Wow.
And I interviewed her, and she was actually able to read the callers that were dialing in just from their voice tone.
Their voice.
She was telling them things about themselves, but she uses it in a way, and she says that we all have the gift. It's just a matter of being in tune and connected. And she teaches women how to recognize body language when your customers are ready to buy, when they're hot, you know, when it's time for you to strike. And so she teaches that, and she's going to be going over there in details as well. Then we have Dee Marshall, who is an extraordinary woman, just a ball of energy. We call her the connector for sure. She's going to be doing a session on making connections. Dee has an extensive list of connections. You look up, you will see her everywhere,
everywhere.
Over the world. And she's been. She was. She's the TV ones, the Makeover Manners lifestyle coach. So she's certified in that as well, and has an extensive background from Wall Street. So she is actually going to be doing that session, and that's we're excited. It's hosted by Verizon. Verizon will be there with some great technologies that they're offering at some incredible prices as well. For
and you know, that's
women.
Another thing. That's another thing that I do like about this this particular conference that you're doing. How you not only have all these fantastic speakers who are going to be there, but also like you mentioned, was it Prudential who will be having folks if you want to fill out a job application as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, our whole focus is savvy advice and practical application for winning women. Like I said in the beginning of the call, you know, it's time out for just talking. We have to get, okay, what's my next step? What do I need to do to improve myself, to improve my business? Not anything that's so theoretical, but something that I could actually take away from this right now and go and just, as we say, blow up in whatever you're doing. Because everybody has already, you know that, Victoria, they already have everything within them. We're not putting anything in them that they don't already have.
We have everything we need. Absolutely.
We're just helping to ignite the spark or helping you locate it.
To bring it out,
to locate it.
I definitely agree with you on that, because I certainly believe that pretty much most, if not all, of the women that will be coming to this conference, I mean, the mere reason of them being there, they're there for a reason, because they want to be there and get something out of it. So, of course, all those women do already have it inside of them. I just cannot, you know, just cannot say enough just about the importance of what you're doing, but more importantly, I just think it's all so just so well rounded. So with that said, I also get a few emails as I do the show, and I have an email from a young lady who wants to know if two things: if tickets are still available, and also if you're only able to, for example, register for a particular seminar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great question. We do have a few tickets that are left, but we expect those to be gone pretty soon. And as far as registration is concerned, you can select a Friday only. We do have some people that will only be able to attend on those days, like Friday or a Saturday only, as far as the sessions are concerned. Our event is intended to be an experience, and not just something you pop in and pop out of, because everything relates, as you said. We are focused on making sure everything comes together for a unified or uniform event, for that experience to help ignite what it is in that individual, our audience or our guests that actually attend, so that they can actually be able to do what they need to do to leave that conference and increase their bottom line.
Yeah,
but they can go
absolutely to
thewinnersummit.com, and register.
And also, besides that, I know if any of you are listening and you are on Facebook, make sure you friend Deborah on Facebook. Also, Deborah, Wealthy Sisters, you have a fan page on Facebook also?
We do. We have that, but they can actually follow us on Twitter as well, through Deborah Hartnett or Wealthy Sisters, or the Winter Summit. And when they go to the Winter Summit site, they can sign up for our mailing list so that they can get all of the great discounts and be the first to know about the announcements that we have coming out.
Absolutely. Because you always, if it's one thing that I know about you since I have had the opportunity to meet you, you always have something wonderful going on. So for those of you that are out there, if in fact you are not able to make this particular conference, trust me, stick with her and continue to follow her, because she always has something wonderful going on. So with that said, you and I had sort of a brief talk and bit of excitement before we started the show, because one of the other things that I was doing for Deborah, putting in my 2 cents and trying to help her get media attention, and I actually said to her, I said, Deborah, I said, I see that you went ahead and you contacted WBAL-TV in Baltimore, like I suggested, and your information is on their website. And, of course, you pick up the story, Deborah, and tell them from there how you didn't even know it was on there.
No, I didn't. I was like, it is? What website? What? That's great.
That actually cracks me up. So I'm actually going to post that on Facebook, but if you're interested in seeing that information on WBAL's TV on their website, it's a nice little write-up and information on there. All I did was Google Winter Summit without the apostrophe, and I think it was like the it was the first, because I'm looking at it right now. It was the first thing that actually came up. So at least I can certainly say so far that at least my advice, and I've been working hard for you, and it's helping out a little bit so far. So
yes. Well, you know, we cannot say enough about you at all and about what you're doing. And we know that you are busy. You have a lot going on right now. And we are just so grateful to have you not just participating in the summit, but just to have you be willing to share your experience, and just the whole fact that you are actually taking the time to create a workshop, and you are building a business around helping people like this, because mm-hmm. that's what it's really all about. It's a service. You know, we can create a product, we can try to sell something, but at the end of the day, the product is really the person. And if you're not offering a service to someone mm-hmm. and where they can have value for that service, then you're really not conducting business. You're really not. You can do those things, but at the end of the day, we have to be able to serve people, and that's really what you're doing. That's really
well, thank
what you're
doing. I kind of actually look at it in the sense of serving people. You know, being a television news anchor and in the business for almost 20 years, going from writer, producer, and then finally news anchor on the air for quite some time, it just got to a point where one day I sort of woke up and I thought, you know, every single time people see my face, whether I was anchoring a morning newscast or an evening newscast, I'm always telling them something bad. And mm-hmm. I don't know particularly why that popped into my mind. And I said, you know, I just really want to change that and really provide news as in the context of information so that people can actually learn something. And I thought, you know, the idea of sitting behind a news desk and only being able to give you 15 or 30-second sound bites, that really isn't cutting it and doing much of it. So it was literally as a result of that and me wanting to make a change professionally and feel like that I was actually really contributing to something. Because, you know, for me, at the end of the day, it's not about money. It's not about that, you know, I have the opportunity to sit behind a desk and show my face and be on TV and be recognized when I go to Walmart or have your face on a billboard. For me, at the end of the day, it really was being able to sort of look at myself and say, hey, you know what, you've done something really good. You've had the ability to help people. You should really feel good about yourself. And that's kind of what it really boiled down to for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is obvious, you know, in the work that you're doing, in the people that you're connecting with, the lives that you are affecting. So definitely, we appreciate you. And Michael as well.
I know, of course. We've got
we
it.
Just
we've got
love Michael Kay.
Yes,
oh, my goodness.
Michael Kay, our wonderful producer, who, by the way, has been very, very busy. Michael Kay produced the show. Deborah, we had actress Joan Van Ark came on at Home with Victoria. You remember she was in Dallas? Yeah. So Joan Van Ark came.
I used to run home for Knots Landing. I love her. I would look. I learned. I had a complex about leaving Bible study.
For Joan Van Ark. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So she wonderful, wonderful. She was on our show, and Michael Kay did a great job of producing that show, and I told him that he did such a great job producing it. We had right now I think it's close to 7,000 people downloaded that show.
Wow!
So I was so and you know what that means in the scheme
wow.
of Blog Talk Radio, right? So I was so
yes.
so happy and just so felt so wonderful that you know. That he does. He just does a great job producing. He loves to do it. So, yeah, Michael Kay is definitely my other half, and I could not survive without him, so we always appreciate him. But listen, was there anything else that you wanted to talk about before I say goodbye to you, before I kind of sum up and let everybody know just how much I love you and all that good stuff?
Oh, well, hey, I just want to just encourage everyone to go out right now and just begin doing something that you've never done before. You know, don't be afraid to live, to really live. You know, I love this saying I heard in the Nicki Minaj song, I think it's called A Moment of Life, and Drake quotes. He said, everybody dies, but not everybody lives. And we just have
like
to start living. You know, we don't have to do things that we don't want to do. You don't have to work somewhere. It might take a while. It might be a time, a process. You have to go through a change before you get to something. But begin
right.
to start figuring out what it is you really want to do and live. You'll be better for your family. You'll be better
mm-hmm.
for the community and as a result, better for the world.
I really, really like that. And that right there is something that I and everybody else can listen to and certainly take note. Well, of course, you have completely made my day, and I know I'm going to be headed over to Facebook so I can post that you're on WBAL's website, and I'm sure some other websites if I start to poke around and dig around a little bit. But I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with me this evening, and I just think you're a fantastic person.
Thank you. Thank you. The feeling is definitely mutual, and congratulations to everything that you're doing as well.
Oh, thank you so much. I do appreciate it. I will see you at the Winter Summit.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much. And everyone, for those of you that are taking the time to listen to us, I just want to thank you again so much for being here. But that was the one and only Blog Talk Radio host as well as motivational speaker. Again, at least I think she's a motivational speaker. But Deborah Hardnick, who was with us so far, and again, she is the lady who decided to put together this wonderful conference for women to come together and to be able to not only get information on finances, media, motivation, but to be able to come together and learn something. And as she said, to be able to walk away from that conference and that you can actually put whatever it is that you need to action. So I'm just excited for that, and I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria tonight. We've got a lot of shows coming up that we're working on, and we're going to actually talk more about this subject one more time before the conference, so maybe we can get some of the other ladies that will be featured in the conference to come on and talk a little bit about what they're going to talk about. So I'll have to get behind the scenes and make that work with Deborah. But again, thank you so much for being on the show tonight and for listening, and God bless everybody. Good night.